Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
All right. Sounds like Memorial Day weekend's already set upon us. All right. Everybody's a little relaxed and lethargic, are we?
No. Relaxed.
low energy, right? Yeah. Okay. Gentlemen, we've been doing our little study on Christian character and why that matters, and we've gone through the Bible, and we've looked from Genesis to Revelation and everything in between, and we come to this realization that God has created us in God's image to bear God's image in creation, and that we've been given a vocation. The Bible would call it priests and rulers. I like what Mr. Torres has to say, that, you know, we're called to worship and work. You know, we work in the garden, and we raise the beauty of that creation up to God. Well, to kind of segue into the next area of study within our curriculum study here on priests and rulers and Christian character is really the kingdom of God and how we work to prepare that kingdom. All right. So I want to start, and we want to share this with our listening audience today. Jesus starts there. Right? And he starts there in the Gospel of Matthew with the Sermon on the Mount. In the first part of the Sermon on the Mount are the Beatitudes. And so if I could have somebody read in chapter 5 of Matthew's Gospel, the Beatitudes for us, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Introduction to the Sermon on the Mount. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. On the mountainside, he sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, initial responses. Maybe those are questions, maybe they're just comments, reflections. What jumps out at you?
Just shows me how I'm supposed to be living, right from our teacher, Jesus. That's how he walked, and that's how I'm supposed to walk. I'm supposed to go through those feelings and the pains and agonies of it. You know, it's what I'm supposed to be today. It takes a lot of work to go through all that and change into all that, because I know not those ways.
Okay.
And the way I take it, we're doing our priest and rulership, you know, study. And we're supposed to be image bearers of God. You know, I look at this, I don't like, I'm not trying not to look at it as like an itemized list, but these are the things that you need to, I'm taking it as that you need to be image bearers of God, doing all the, you know, being meek, being a peacemaker, being showing mercy, all these things. You know, maybe I'm not all these things, or I don't bear that image in all these categories, but it's a process, and it is starting to happen. But that's what I learned.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, you know, especially comes up a lot when you say grace before a meal. It says, "Thank you, you thank God for blessing us with this meal and the hands provided." I think it's the same thing. It's just like Zach said, it's the traits, man. These people are blessed with these traits. They're given. They have God-given traits, poor in spirit, the ability to mourn, meek. Saw this in general, being a very temperate person. And,
sure.
Yeah, pure of heart.
For me, just like I said earlier, after the banquet, several people, when I was at Blessings and More, came up to me a couple of women who were at the banquet who I didn't even know, and they told me that I did an excellent job as far as reading my poetry and stuff like that. And I know now that, like Zach said and everything, we're image bearers, so this new identity that I have to put forth out there when I'm out in public, and it's not just for me, but it's also for what I represent, which is Neighbors of Hope. You know, we stand, you know, as these image bearers of Christ, so everything that we do is a reflection of who we are, what we're being taught here by Pastor Steve. So we have to, our meekness, you know, whenever we're out, we represent, you know, we represent Christ. And so we have to be those image bearers.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
I myself, I just have to, dude, it says verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is a kingdom of heaven. This ain't about this whole verse, but just pushing through what I am in, being persecuted, and just listening to that one voice. Don't let, well, you know, those that are persecuting me affect me.
Good. Good. Anybody else? Okay, let's see if we can break this down a little bit and make it fit into what we've been studying. So we started this study on Christian character looking at Aristotle. And you remember when I mentioned something about eudaimonia, which is Aristotle's Greek word for happy.
Happy.
Right? But happiness seemed to be the goal. And now, not in a sense, an emotional well-being, eudaimonia for Aristotle would have meant human flourishing. That somehow or another you're going to flourish. And if you could develop the virtues of courage, justice, prudence, and temperance, you could flourish. And if everybody in the society did that, then you have a pretty happy community. Mm-hmm. Right? Jesus comes along and right here seems to be flushing that down the toilet. Happy are you when you mourn. Happy are you when you're religiously unsophisticated. Happy are you when you're not advancing war. Happy are you when you're not divided among your heart, that you're not selfish. You getting this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Makarios is very, very different. That's the Greek word Paul, or that Jesus is using for blessed. Makarios, baruch in Hebrew. And it would mean, in a sense, that it's ontological. It is the living presence of God in you and through you, creating this. So Jesus' first teaching in Matthew, after he's called his disciples, and he calls these people up on this little hilltop, and he starts telling them, like, you've heard it said before. You think, because you're religiously unsophisticated, because you're mourning, because you're not fitting in, that somehow or another you're not contributing to the human flourishing. I'm here to tell you it's just the opposite. It's the opposite because there's a way. And this is the way of the kingdom. Because when the kingdom is fulfilled, we'll still be meek. When the kingdom is fulfilled, we'll still be pure of heart. When the kingdom is fulfilled, right, we'll still be completely dependent on God. When the kingdom is fulfilled, there will be peace. Therefore, your ontological reality, your very being, is one of blessedness. Now, the way we get there and how we do that is God in us and through us, directing us somewhere. This is not some form of legalism that if you do this, if you are a peacemaker, you get some reward. So our intent of doing it is for the reward. Right? It's not that, and when you don't do it, you don't get rewarded. That's retributive justice. Right? If you do good things, you get rewarded. If you do bad things, you get punished. He's not teaching that. And I would say I don't think he's a post-reformist. You know, that says, well, we do these things because we've encountered God's grace. We do these things because it's ontological. It's what we were created to be. It's what we already are. So we need to, if that's what we are, Genesis, we were created in the image. Well, if the image is all about, in a sense, peace and meekness and pure heart and all these things that the Beatitudes Jesus is speaking about, if that's the way it is, isn't that the way it's going to be? So in a sense, between the two trees, between the is and going to be, how should it be? That's a question you can answer. How should it be? Boy, this Memorial Day weekend's really setting in on us. It should be, we've talked about our Christian character matters today because we anticipate a certain future that is realized in our present life. Do we really think we're going to get to heaven and stop being humble?
No.
Do we think we're going to stop being pure of heart? Do we think we're going to get there and stop being merciful? Or do we think we're going to be there and all of a sudden now, finally, I get to be greedy. Finally, I get to practice war. Practice, you know, all this time I've been waiting and I've been persecuted and people reviling me and I'm sick and tired of it. Now I get to get back. It's retaliation time. Do we think that?
No.
Well, don't you think then maybe you should start practicing what you're going to be today?
Of course.
And in the practicing, you develop these certain habits of the heart that over a period of time become your second nature, which we call your Christian character. And so your character today matters because that's what it's going to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so Jesus starts out. He starts out the Beatitudes in verse number 3, and he ends it in verse number 12. What's the commonality in those two? Do you see it? Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for yours is the
kingdom of God.
And what's the last one say? For yours is
the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God. Yes. Yeah. Why? Why are you blessed? Because the kingdom, the way of the kingdom that you're preparing for, that Jesus launched, that you're contributing to as image bearers, is here.
It's yours.
Despite what Aristotle says, and anybody that follows Aristotle, despite what Wall Street says, sometimes despite what even the church says, because Jesus had his own little church going on too at the time, right? He had the Judaism and the whole temple institution, the religious establishment. Whatever the religious establishment is, whatever the domination system is, despite whatever they say, your ontological reality is one of blessedness, not happiness. Okay. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Closing comments, questions, reflections?
For me, I just want to say thank you for Blue House here because it has taught me this, and my journey is just going to be beginning on the outside, but I've learned these principles to carry them with me out there. You know, and I'm prepared to get persecuted for some things, but the true blessing is I can carry this on to other people out there and show them what I've learned here. You know, this ministry has just been so good to me on this point, on the teachings and changing life. I have a lot of hope now.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.